For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. An eagle believed to be one half of the famous couple that lives in a nest in Big Bear is doing better. That's after being treated for an illness for more than a week. The Ojai Raptor Center says the female eagle, believed to be Jackie, of the pair Jackie and Shadow, has been moved out of the ICU to a regular care unit. The group says it's an encouraging milestone, but the eagle is still very ill, and they still don't know what's making her sick. The eagle was brought to the center after being found on the ground after fighting with two younger eagles. Jackie is not banded, so she can't be ID'd. Jackie and Shadow have become internet celebrities thanks to a live stream camera trained on their nest. Starting August 1st, landlords in California will be able to raise rents a bit more. The new cap on annual increases is governed by a state law that takes inflation into account. Julia Barajas has more.
The law applies to renters living in apartments built at least 15 years ago. On social media, real estate influencers are gearing up for the changes. In one video, Long Beach broker Gia Silva points out an important caveat.
Now, do not forget that if your property lands in a county or in a city that has their own rent control, that supersedes California's rent control.
Driven by surging grocery and gas prices, the ceiling on annual rent hikes in LA and Orange counties will rise from 8 to 8.7%. Julia Barajas, LA's News.
Incidents of possible unlawful conduct by federal immigration officers rose in June, according to a new report from LAPD. LA Mayor Karen Bass required these reports in an executive order earlier this year. Jared Bennett has more about the latest numbers.
The June report includes 12 incidents. That's more than the previous 3 months combined. While immigration enforcement ramped up nationwide last month, LAPD officials said the increase in their reports could reflect changes in how the department tracks incidents.
The Board of Police Commissioners approved the report on June of Tuesday. LAPD is required to release a report every month. New federal legislation aims to increase funding for bicycle safety projects nationwide. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more from the bicycle capital of the U.S.
Everywhere you look here in Davis, you'll see someone traveling on two wheels. It's also home to the U.S. Bicycling Hall of Fame, where Democratic Congressman Mike Thompson announced he's introducing new federal bike safety legislation.
It's designed to bolster cyclist safety nationwide, to get more Americans out on bikes, and to bring bicycle manufacturing back to the United States of America.
The bill would end tariffs on bicycle components made abroad. It would also expand access to federal funding for local governments to plan and build bicycle infrastructure to better prevent roadway fatalities. It has the support of the California Bicycle Coalition, which Kendra Ramsey heads.
In many communities, people on bikes have not been considered legitimate users of the road system.
The bill comes as the Trump administration makes moves to deprioritize bicycle infrastructure. It's cut funding for, quote, DEI bike lanes and stripped bike lane references from federal transportation websites.
There's not a lot of appreciation for the importance of cycle lane found in this current transportation department. So it is important that we pass this legislation.
Thompson says he expects the bill to get pushback in Congress. In Davis, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
The Vans Warped Tour will head back to Long Beach in 2027, with organizers announcing the return of the two-day alt music festival. The announcement Tuesday follows the festival's run in Long Beach this past weekend, which featured headliners Jimmy Eat World, All Time Low, and Bowling for Soup. The 2027 festival will take place July 24th and 25th at Shoreline Waterfront. Tickets will go on sale noon Friday, with fans able to secure a spot with a $5 down payment in an effort to keep the festival affordable, according to officials. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.